Pro-amnesty groups admit Latino voters reject amnesty. By Neil Monroe on August 25, 2022. Latino voters show little interest in immigration expansion amid rising inflation and crimes. According to a July to August survey of 2,540 registered Latino voters by two pro-migration advocacy groups, immigration reforms were ranked as the 12th most important issue after inflation, crime, the economy, healthcare, abortion, rent, and schools, according to the survey. The survey is yet another stake pushed into the undead claim by the business-funded GOP elites that Latinos will back GOP candidates who promise wage-cutting amnesties and more migration. In fact, the survey suggested that most of the respondents would support higher taxes on the wealthy, including the many wealthy Democrats and Republicans who favor increased labor immigration. The survey was funded by two Democrat-tied groups, Mi Familia Vota and Unidos US, formerly known as La Raza. The two groups posted a press statement that downplayed Latinos' rejection of their pro-migration priorities. Inflation and jobs are the number one and number three priorities, findings that track with long-standing Latino concerns about the economy. Healthcare is the fourth priority. Notably, crime/gun violence rose to number two. For the first time, abortion is among the top five issues, and more than 70% of Latino voters believe it should remain legal, no matter their own personal beliefs on the issue. While immigration is not among the top five issues, Latino voters believe strongly that leaders in Washington should provide a path to citizenship, or in the absence of congressional action, the president should take executive action. The survey was conducted just after Ipsos conducted a poll that showed that a 54% majority of Americans believe a border invasion is happening under President Joe Biden's pro-migration policies. The majority includes 47% of Latinos. The two groups' poll shows most Latino voters as big government populists who are more worried about their communities and families than about progressive demands for migration. But the survey did not ask the respondents for their views of the Democrats' unpopular woke agenda, such as more wealth-shifting migration, war with Russia, the promotion of transgenderism in schools, or the shutdown of carbon energy industries. The GOP's ability to use the Democrats' woke agenda to win more Latino voters, however, is constrained by the GOP donors' demands for more wage-cutting, rent-spiking migration. For example, the donors mostly oppose any pocketbook pitch to the many voters concerned about the economic damage of migration, partly because the kitchen table migration pitch is likely to succeed among swing voters. The survey showed that more than 80% of respondents complained about the rising price of gasoline and food, and 48% say medical costs are gone up. 64% said, job does not pay enough and or have to take a second job to make ends meet. 68% strongly agreed that the government should make sure that everyone can afford health care. 57% strongly agreed with housing rental assistance. 59% strongly agreed that no matter what my personal beliefs about abortion are, I think it is wrong to make abortion illegal and take that choice away from everyone else. On guns, the survey reported that 37% said crime has gone up in my neighborhood and 72% said guns are too easy to access. Latino voters in California are more pro-Democrat than Latinos elsewhere, according to the survey. For example, President Joe Biden had a 60% approval among California Latinos, but only 51% approval in Texas, and 48% approval in Florida. Overall, 51% of Latino respondents said they would vote for Democratic candidates in the fall. Only 22% said they would back Republicans. Many polls show the public wants to welcome some immigration. But the polls also show deep and broad public opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs needed by young U.S. graduates. This third rail opposition is growing: anti-establishment, multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity that American citizens owe to one another.